For a good morning, Bob Tarlow, for 2019. Hello, mate.
Hey, thank you very much, Basil. Welcome back to you and to Millsy and a slightly belated Happy New Year. Americans continue watching this incredible story of a 13-year-old girl in Wisconsin. Jamie Kloss is her name. She'd gone missing in October just after her parents were killed. She was held captive for 88 days by the 21-year-old man now accused of the murders. She made a dramatic getaway from his isolated rural house, more than 100 kilometers from where she had been living with her parents. She was in shoes too large for her feet when she approached Janine Nutter, who was out walking her dog.
I saw a young woman approach me. She was crying and said, "I need help. I don't know where I am. I'm lost. Please help me." And she said, "I'm Jamie." And then I'm this close to her, so I knew it was Jamie.
And she knew that because photos of Jamie had been in the media for almost 3 months. The community in northwestern Wisconsin had held out hope. Hundreds had been out searching for her.
I kept telling Jamie, "Don't worry, everything's going to be okay. I'm getting you to a safe place."
The woman rushed Jamie to a neighbor's home so they could ring the police.
To see her walk into my kitchen, it was like seeing a ghost for real. It took my breath away, you know. And it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around it.
Officers raced to that neighbor's home where the girl described her kidnapper and his car. Minutes later, the police spotted and stopped a car matching that description, arresting 21-year-old Jake Patterson.
"We do believe Jamie was the only target."
And investigators allege Patterson shot Jamie's parents at their home in the middle of the night last October, then kidnapped the girl. With her recovery and his arrest, authorities quickly notified her family, with her aunt saying now,
"The sheriff come to my house and he was smiling and he had the best news ever. We cried and cried."
Yeah, it's just an amazing story. So why did he target her?
That's a continuing mystery, Millsy. Another question, what drove him to kill her parents? All a local sheriff can tell us at this point.
The why is the big question. I just know that Jamie was the target of Mr. Patterson. He didn't know the Klosses. He had no contact with the Klosses that we've been able to uncover at this time.
At Millsy and Basil, authorities have now released a photo of Jamie Kloss, safe with her family, a beaming smile as she poses with her dogs.
Yeah.